Any day now, you should be getting this year's tax packet from the IRS. Sure, you're tempted to put off doing your taxes until April, but Michelle Singletary says it's never too early to begin your tax return and even start tax planning for next year. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post, and she is our personal finance contributor. She spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Michelle, do you have any good tax news you can give us?
Well, unfortunately, there's still going to be taxes. I mean, lots of people get depressed around this time of year. But, you know, every week I talk about all the great ways I handle my money. But the one thing that I don't do, which I'm starting to do this year, is do my tax planning early and put my file my return early. I am a tax procrastinator. And I'm just trying to urge you not to do it the way I do it. Try to start doing it early as you can. And because the earlier you do it, the earlier you get a return, if you're due a return.
And Michelle, are there any tax law changes this year that we may benefit from?
Well, there are a lot of changes that you ought to be aware of. And really, the best place to go to find out all these changes is the IRS website, irs.gov. It's actually a very user-friendly website with lots of information. In fact, there's a whole link to all the different tax changes. For example, you can now claim either your sales tax or your state income tax, which is a change. So, for example, if you bought a big car, which you shouldn't have, because you know if you listen to me, you should have bought a used car. But if you did, the sales tax might be worth more than, say, claiming your state income tax. So you want to go to irs.gov and fill it with the formulas and see which might work better for you. There's also changes in how much you can contribute to your 401k plan, at least for 2004. So really, go to the website and look at the changes before you start filling out the form so you make sure that you caught all of them.
And what about the earned income tax credit? That seems to be something that is confusing to a lot of people.
The IRS has been pretty good about trying to help people with all these tax issues that are very complicated. And so they're going to be launching soon on their website, and you can go different information on how to be sure that you're correctly filing for that tax credit, because it can get a little complicated. So I urge you to go to irs.gov. If you don't have a computer, go to your public library and sign on. And you can also call the IRS if you've got questions.
And what about going to H&R Block or any of these other income tax filing places?
Well, of course, I don't want to endorse any one company, but certainly if you're at a loss for how to do your taxes, if it's just too confusing for you, certainly seek the help of a professional. I like to kid that if you've got a toothache, you're not going to go to your cousin Buddy and have him pull your tooth. You're going to go to a dentist. So same thing with your finances. You know, I employ the services of a CPA to help me with my taxes, so it's certainly okay. But one word of caution, please, folks, don't sign up for those rapid refunds where you have to pay a fee to get your refund money. You can get your refund pretty fast these days, especially if you file electronically and if you have the IRS put the money into your bank account directly. It could just take a matter of just 2 weeks. And if you file early enough, you can get the money in time for whatever it is that you might need it for.
A used car, perhaps.
That's right. Or put it in the bank.
Even better. Or pay off that credit card debt.
Yes.
We're learning, Michelle. We're learning.
That's all right. It takes a little time.
Michelle Singletary writes a syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post. She's also the author of the book, Spend Well, Live Rich. And thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Day to Day's Madeline Brand with lessons of personal finance from Michelle. Thank you, Madeline. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.